Well, this morning we are going to hear from the team who went to Thailand, and so you all can come up. I think we'll stand over here and use these mics. And we hope to give you an idea of what Thailand is like, hope to give you an idea, too, of what the missionaries there, actually they prefer to be called workers, what they're doing over there and how you might be able to support them. And can we get some PowerPoint? There we go. This is the team right here, picture of the team who went, but this isn't really the complete team. As many of you know, Marcus and Brenda started off leading the team, and were not able to go because of Brenda's health at that time. And so we're hoping to see them go on a team in the future. I don't know what they have in mind, but Marcus and Brenda are very much a part at the beginning in giving leadership, and we really appreciate what they added to our team and what they've given to us. They took us to the airport and picked us up, which was very nice. And so just to give you an idea, see if my clicker will work here. Of course, you know, we tested all this beforehand, and what happens? Give focus to the presentation on it. That might be it. There we go. Okay. We, of course, took off on the runway here.
There we go. Can I do that? No?
Okay. Yes. So here we are taking off. They let me sit on the front of the plane so I could get this picture. This is Chicago. We flew out of Chicago. And eventually we ended up in Thailand about a day later. Just to give you an idea of what... this will give you an idea of kind of our route. This is a picture in the plane of going across the ocean. I think we're above Alaska right there. But we went through Tokyo. And if you don't know, a lot of people I talk to don't know where Thailand is. Me included, until I went there. But this gives you an idea where Thailand is located. It's directly below China. We flew up into Japan, which would be up in here. And so we had another six-hour flight once we got to Japan over here to Thailand. It really is all the way over on the other side of the world. That's where Tom and Candace were. Twyla's going to talk about the people.
Okay, the people, this one was at a Wat that I'm going to have. It was at a shrine, I'm sorry, where there were actually families coming and worshiping, but I will have another picture here of that. Go ahead and click. Okay, here are just different places where I saw Claire and Eliza. Ronald McDonald is over there. And he's doing the Y, and that is a greeting, a hello greeting. And the girls are also doing the Y, Eliza and Claire, but Candace wanted to make sure that we know they're not worshiping Ronald McDonald. So, okay, you could also ride in tuk-tuks, which are three, like, they're... two wheels on the back and one wheel in the front. And so they have coin-operated tuk-tuks for the children, too, instead of us having pony rides at grocery stores or wherever. Okay, this was just off of a overpass from the road, and we're coming down the stairs, and it can just be crowded with people. And if there's animals, you'll see dogs all over, and they don't move, and the people don't do anything. They just walk around it. You don't treat animals bad, and they don't even blink an eye. And, yeah, it was pretty amazing. This is just different types of candy that they have over there. Looks good. Okay. And here's some elephants and some Yeah, some of the animals they have. They have a lot of stray cats and stray dogs. And that's what these are. And these elephants and monkeys were not stray. They, I was actually at an elephant farm, and yeah, the elephant decided to give me a lift. And these are children that are all different ages. You can see some of them wear uniforms to go to school. I would say most of them would wear it. This is Dan Byler, and that was in his neighborhood, a little boy that had come up, knew him, and just came up and started talking to him. You see children on motorcycles. Here we're in a Songtow. It's the back of a pickup truck, and I thought that little boy was cute. And then here was a place where this was the shrine where families would come to worship, and they would buy incense and flowers and bow down and offer these offerings to gain merit towards a good life. And I just ask that we pray for these families, for the children, as they, that they might learn to worship Jesus instead.
Okay, the city of Bangkok, which is the main city where we were at, has over 13 million people. So in a city that size, you can imagine how bad the traffic is. Yeah, we were looking down from an overpass on the traffic. It's like a constant 24-hour rush hour. So a little bit worse than Columbus would be. But in spite of all that traffic, we were able to get around using various forms of transportation. First one is called, Twyla mentioned it, is called a songtow. Basically, you're right in the back of a pickup. There's a couple seats back there, but I tended to like to hang on to the back and let the wind run through my hair. So that's a songtow. The other one that me and Rob particularly liked is called a motorcycle taxi. And we have, a video for that. I think that's the back of Doris. At first, when we rode a motorcycle taxi, your tendency is to put your arm around the driver. Well, I quickly found out that the guys don't really like that. So you got to hang on to the back of the motorcycle. The next one we saw is a trolley at one of the college campuses we were at. They used a trolley to get around, and we rode in that around the campus. Pretty full. And then, of course, there's the typical bus. This is a public transportation. Can't quite get a grasp of the music, but they like to have the music playing real loud, and you're just kind of bebopping down the road on the bus. Next we have, this was the most modern, is a SkyTrain. The SkyTrain is completed in the actual downtown Bangkok, and they're currently in the process of extending it out to the suburbs. So Tom and Candace will have easy access to this. They're really looking forward to getting on the SkyTrain to get into downtown a lot easier. And of course, the next one is walking. We did a lot of walking. We were leaving Tom and Candace's house, headed for the corner to catch a taxi to go to church on Sunday morning. And speaking of the taxi, upper right hand, well, yeah, I guess all these car taxis are everywhere. And in this video here, we like to be efficient when we went in taxis, so we tried to get as many of us in as we could. We had 9 people in the taxi.
9 adults.
Me and Tom were up front. He sat on my lap, so. Yeah, wouldn't do that in America. Next is the boat. We got around with a boat. That was kind of just for fun. The video there went on a boat ride. I think the guy was taking it easy on us. He could have gone a lot faster. So that was another form of transportation. And the last one, apparently, Twyla is not concerned about global warming gases because she got around on an elephant at times. So that was her apparently favorite form of transportation.
As far as food in Thailand, I learned very quickly that I prefer mine without the chilies. It's very spicy, and some of our group enjoyed that, but some of us preferred the milder version. But it was very good. We had a lot of good meals. Okay. The first morning that we were there, we realized one of the differences in Thailand is that you don't have bacon and eggs and pancakes for breakfast. They eat the same thing for breakfast that you would for lunch or supper. So here we were having shrimp fried rice for breakfast. I don't think Phil was real sure about that.
That's not the worst.
That may have been the day that we had. They served a soup every day for breakfast as well. And one of the days we found some intestines in our soup, and we didn't try those. But this was some other things that we weren't too tempted to try. They had fried insects and pig faces and all kinds of stuff when you're going down the street. There were a lot of things that were just different. And the top left was, when we got there, Candace served us a plate of fruit. And it had these little things called rambutans. There was mangosteens. I have a bunch of them up here afterwards. The kids can come look at them and check them out. But the next video will be Twyla showing you how to eat a rambutan.
A rambutan? Twyla's going to show us how to eat it. It's a hairy little mango.
So eventually we all learned how to eat them. But another difference about food was it was just readily available up and down the streets. Every street you would go to had lots of food stands, and you could eat it there like we are in the bottom left. The people will set up portable tables and stools every day. They set up their kitchen, they cook, and then they take it home every night and come back and do the same thing every day. Or you can buy it in the little plastic bags. A couple times we did that and took it back and ate it at Tom and Candace's. But very few apartments and houses come with kitchens equipped because people just eat on the run and eat, you know, grabbing the food in the street. So there's a clip next about just the little stations. And that's day or night, that you can go down streets and just find any kind of food that you would like at very cheap prices. This was a special treat. One day it was really hot. We were at a market, and this was coconut ice cream, although none of us chose the toppings. You could put toppings of kidney beans or corn and papaya, different things on top, but we just enjoyed the plain ice cream. One of the special meals that we had was we went to the top of this, and it's the tallest tower in Thailand. And we went up and prayed over the city from the top. And then I think it was like the 82nd floor that there was a restaurant with an international buffet. And that was the best meal that we had the whole time. We could all find something we really liked there. And, of course, about halfway through our time, since we were eating Thai food, we splurged with Tom and Candace, and we had some American food at a Burger King at a mall.
One of the things that we noticed that was a lot different in Thailand is, of course, their religion, what they believe. Their primary religion is Buddhism, and I was looking at statistics for that. It's estimated that there's about 350 million Buddhists in the world, and 95% of the people in Thailand are Buddhists, which is a very large percentage. There's about 4.6% that are Muslim, and less than 1% are Christian. And as we were there, I just realized as we were exposed to Buddhism how little I know about it, how little, even I think as a Western mind, how hard it is to get my mind about what Buddhism is like and how an Eastern religion, how they think. So even coming being there for a few days and coming back, I was still had a lot of questions about what it is that they really believe. This here is a wat. It's inside of a wat. That's actually a temple. We went to several of these while we were there. And this one is a reclining Buddha. And I think this is the longest one in Thailand. There's some argument there about which is the longest. But we went here, and we actually went up inside of this Buddha. You could go up, pay a little bit, and go up inside. It's all hollow inside, and they have, I'll show you the next couple pictures here. There's paintings all over the walls inside, and these paintings, Tom was able to read some of them and interpret them to us. I don't have a close-up one here. But basically what they were is different kinds of things that you do for merit. They had things displayed there, too, of what happens to you and when you do something bad. In fact, as you move down towards the feet, of being inside the feet, the pictures got worse and worse. And then right in the feet themselves, there were these horrible, grotesque pictures of bodies being staked out and the blood running out. And these were all the things that I guess what they would visualize as hell, what happens to somebody who doesn't do good things. So it's interesting, this next picture, we went to the other end, upstairs actually, and it's hard to see here, but this is actually the heart of this Buddha that we were inside of. And of course, this is the best place to be in this Buddha statue. And you can see little pieces of gold leaf on there, and what you could do there is people would buy gold leaf, and they would either put it on the heart or different parts of the statue as a way of gaining merit. And so you would see this gold leaf anywhere. In fact, all of us, I think, came out of there with little pieces of gold kind of hanging on our clothes because it was everywhere. One of the other things that they did there to gain merit was you see these bowls here inside the wat. And this is, of course, where you could put donations of money. These donations would go to the monks that lived there to help support them. And one of the things that we didn't see that I would have liked to is every morning, probably about 6 or 7 o'clock, close to these wats, all the monks go out into the neighborhoods, and they walk down the streets, and people are out there to greet them, and they'll give them food. So every morning, that's how they get their food. They walk out up and down the street, and people are ready to... And the arrangement works out well because these people in this religion, these people need merit, and one of the ways of gaining merit is to give food to the monks. In fact, at these places, I don't have a picture of it here, but you could buy these gift baskets at these wats, and these gift baskets were specifically to give to a monk as another way of gaining merit. This picture here is it was at the Grand Palace, and if you see to the left there, that is the Green Buddha, is one of the most revered Buddhas in Thailand, and I don't know all the history behind it, but it was actually captured at one time by another country, and Thailand eventually captured it back. But as one of the most revered Buddhas, people come to this place several times a year to bow down, to give reverence, and it looks like worship to me what they're doing as they go into this building and bow down before the Buddha. Now, this part is a little bit different. This is called a spirit house. It has actually nothing to do with Buddhism. They actually have a belief in spirits, a fear of spirits, a reverence towards spirits. I would liken it to the occult in some ways. And each building, at least the major buildings that are built, each will have a spirit house that is built on some corner of the property. And this is one in particular that was very famous. The story behind it was there were accidents happening during the construction of this hotel in downtown Bangkok. And when they built this spirit house, those accidents stopped happening, supposedly. So people come from all over the country. It's weird to see because you're in the middle of modern Bangkok, skyscrapers, this immaculate hotel, and here on the corner is this spirit house. And there are just piles of flowers that people buy and heap on the spirit house around it. The weird thing is they come by a little bit later. They take all those flowers and dump them into a trash can, and people come and buy more flowers and pile them up again. This next picture here is a family that we saw kneeling down before the Spirit House, and they come here to ask for things, to ask for maybe they are wanting to have a child, whatever it might be that they're having difficulty, they'll come here and ask for that. You can also pay for these dancers to dance, supposedly it has some impact too on whether they'll get what they're asking for. And so you see this couple here is kneeling down while they've paid these dancers to dance and sing. Next, we're going to talk about some of the workers over in Thailand, and Twyla's going to talk about Sharon Rice.
Okay, this is where Sharon lives. Her apartment, she is 5 stories up. That's the highest the building goes, and there is no elevator. And, yeah, good exercise. So here's Sharon inside her apartment. And then this is the manager's son right outside the door that she was talking to one day. Another thing, we went to a Wat before the rest of the group came, and you could climb pretty high up, and it was very steep, as you can tell. And then this was in Chiang Mai. We had taken, it was more of a vacation for Sharon, a getaway up north in Thailand, up in the mountains. And we actually, we got to take about an hour and a half elephant ride through the mountains, and that was fun. Okay, this is one of Sharon's friends, Pon. She has a coffee shop, and then Sharon got to know her from the area where she went to school. This was real close by, and so she would stop in quite often. So we stopped there 2 different times. They've built up friendship, and the last time I was there, they exchanged phone numbers and was hoping to get together. This is Guy, and she has a restaurant just down the road from Sharon, and we ate there before. That's her husband and little girl in the back. And this was in another restaurant right down the road. We were eating papaya salad and sticky rice. And another friend, and her name, I should remember it, Tawan. Tawan is here, and then her friend Dow. And Sharon had told Tawan that I was coming and that she wanted me to meet me. So she said, Sharon told her, she goes, she laughs a lot, like I laugh a lot. And so she saw me and she's like, hi, I haven't been with you 5 minutes and you've laughed 5 times. So anyway, I guess I didn't prove Sharon wrong.
She does laugh a lot.
And that's all. Oh, I do want to say a few prayer requests for her. Just pray for her as she continues to build friendships. She has done a very good job, and that she will be able to share her faith. And also, just as she tries to remember the language she learned, and as she continues, she's being tutored 1 day a week, I think. So.
Then we have Dan Byler. Dan is RMM's regional director for Asia. He's kind of in charge of all the missionary interns that are in Asia at the current time. And that's his apartment over there on the right where he lives. He moved to Thailand in 2004, and he has been working at developing a missionary intern training program in Thailand for RMM. And Tom is kind of his right-hand man. Him and Tom work closely together to try to figure all this out. Dan was a great host to us. He showed us around his neighborhood. His neighborhood's called Bang Ply. And then he provided us with a delicious meal at his apartment, and we all ate on the floor and used our fingers and dripped food everywhere. It was a gala affair. Then 2 specific prayer requests I'd like to share for Dan. One is very soon, interns from Central America, as well as a REACH team, are going to be going to Thailand, And him and Tom are kind of responsible. Well, they are responsible for finding housing for these interns. Now, he would like us all to believe that he's got everything under control, but I would ask that you pray for him because he needs our prayers for that. They need to find homes for a lot of people. The other one is Dan. While we were there, he really demonstrated to me a passion for the lost people of Thailand. And he expressed a little bit of discouragement at seeing all the lost people and how difficult it's going to be to reach these people. Because keep in mind, they have a totally different mindset than we do about God. So I just pray that you would ask that you would pray for him, for encouragement for him, and that they could, him and the rest of the team, could see victories along the way to kind of give them some encouragement as they go. The other missionary intern, oh, we do have a picture, Joe Freeman. Joe actually wasn't there while we were there. He was back here in the United States. His internship was over, but he came back here. He's in the process of raising support, financial support, so that he can go back to Thailand. And while he's here, he's also learning the business of how to run a coffee shop. What his intentions are is to open a coffee shop, and they've actually rented a place for it. The building's currently under construction. So he'll be coming back and running a coffee shop. He's going to be living right above the coffee shop. And basically his goal is to be able to interact with Thai people, talk with them. I never met Joe, but it sounds like he'll be a good coffee shop type of person. He likes to sit around and talk to people and mingle, so it'll be good for him. So two prayer requests for him. Just pray, first of all, that he can raise the financial support he needs, and that, two, that he'd be able to learn to run a business. This will be his first attempt at doing that, so pray that it'll be successful.
This is Trish Smouse, and she's actually from around Mechanicsburg area. She's been over in Thailand for almost a year, and she's planning to come back home in about a month. But one day we went with her to Bangkok, where she lives, in her apartment there. She went over, opened our eyes to the huge problem it is in Thailand about prostitution and human trafficking. It was just really a sad issue to hear about. But then we went with her to where she's been working, called Rehab Ministries, down on the bottom. And they are working with these ladies. The two streets that we prayer walked on was called Pat Pong, where about 4,000 ladies work each night. And there at Rehab Ministries, they minister to these ladies by having a hair salon for them to come in and get their hair fixed before the evening. And then they also use it, as the ladies come out of prostitution, to give them job training. They teach them to make jewelry and cards. So it was clear that this is something that's really dear to Trish's heart. And when she comes back in about a month, she is going to be looking for a place to stay and going to college in criminology, and wants to return and help fight human trafficking. So pray for Trish.
Of course, you know these people, most of you, Tom and Candace and Claire and Eliza. And we had a great time with them, getting reacquainted with the girls. Eliza's talking a lot now. She's a chatterbox. This is the front of their house. Some of you have seen this probably on their blog. And this is a picture of them getting the gifts that you sent. A lot of you signed up to send something to them. And it was just like Christmas for them. I got an email this morning from Tom that I want to read. He wanted us to read to you. He said, "Thank you so much for the many gifts that you sent along with the prayer team. We were overwhelmed by the two large suitcases full of presents. It was very much like Christmas time when we opened them. Receiving those gifts and having the prayer team here was a very encouraging reminder to us of the supportive church family that we are blessed to be part of. We're grateful that we still belong to a body of Christ at LCF, even when we are on the other side of the world. Claire and Eliza were very excited to receive the presents sent for them, and they have been putting the Legos, crayons, and coloring books to good use. We have also been enjoying the peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, and all the other American treats that you sent. Thank you so much for encouraging and blessing us in this way." I don't know that we all realize what an impact that you and I can have on them over there in their ministry. Just a simple word of encouragement means the world to them. And so this was a great encouragement to them to receive these gifts. I was impressed with Tom. Tom and Candace both have done well in the language. Tom has had more time to study. Of course, Candace has had more time taking care of the girls. And they asked Tom to speak at one of the church that they attend occasionally. And so I have a little clip here of Tom speaking in Thai. Anyways, that's just a small... He talked about 10 minutes in Thai, and I was very impressed with being there less than a year to be able to get up and speak to the group. This, of course, is Eliza and Trish, and Eliza's reading some little books that Marcus and Brenda sent. She's actually singing. Just to give you an idea what Eliza is like now, she's changed a lot since she was last here. But I would encourage you to pray for Tom and Candace and some ways, too, that you could support them. One simple way is to read the blog. And not only read it, but comment on it. If you read the blog, add a comment. It doesn't take but a minute to do that. So keep track on their blog of what's going on, what they're doing, and add your comments there. They mean a lot to them. Also, of course, we're thinking about maybe getting a regular writing newsletter or something, a newsy letter that we can send to them. We did that for one of the other missionaries that was here. We were thinking about doing that for them. Email, phone calls, if you have Skype, you can call them for free. But they're very easy to contact with, even when they're over on the other side of the world. The picture you see of Twyla there is, and also on the wall behind me at Tom and Candace's, is of a wall hanging. And we bought one there. Marcia asked us to get a wall hanging while we were there. And so this is identical to the one they have, and we're going to put it up at the church here. And one way of just reminding us about them, and as you see that wall hanging, just think about them and pray for them as a way of us supporting them. This is one last picture of the team there and Tom and Candace. And just one last word. We really appreciate your support. Many of you have supported us financially. A lot of you prayed for us. And we just appreciate that. We saw God at work there. And we're excited about what God is going to do in Thailand through your prayers, through our prayers, and through the work that is being done. Let's pause for prayer. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to see the other side of the world, to see how big the world is and how much work there is to do. And Lord, we thank you for the faithfulness of the workers over there. And we ask right now at this time that you would encourage them, that you would give them strength, that you would give them wisdom. We pray that they would see results of their work. We pray that your name would be honored and glorified. We pray that the barriers in communication could be overcome. We pray that your name would be proclaimed in the land of Thailand. And Lord, we just ask your blessing on that ministry at this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.